Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Chaz interview series with Philadelphia-based singer and songwriter Sue Robbins. She talked about her new career as a musician and her brand new 2022 CD called Relax Girl. Many in Philadelphia recognize her as a model and commercial actor, but there has always been much more to her. She was born in Michigan and raised in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. She started playing piano by ear as a young child, is the fourth of five children in her family. The music dream has always been there, and it's hitting high gear now. Enjoy her story.
Well, thanks for reaching out to the show. Thanks for taking a minute out. I appreciate it.
Sure. It's exciting. It's exciting for me. This is a new journey, a new page in my life. So yeah, I'm really psyched about it.
Well, and what a better time now that the world's kind of opening up. We're in 2022, and I think that's where I want to start off here is. So, you know, we've been going through quite a time with COVID, and I'm wondering how you did, how things changed for you and how you modified your life over this COVID time.
Well, you know, I was in this job that was anywhere around the 24-hour clock, and I was in a constant state of exhaustion, and I'd been in that job for years. It made it hard for me to sing and play gigs. It made it hard for me to plan anything, but it paid well, and that's why I stuck in there. But when COVID hit and my hours were cut, and I'm like, why am I exhausting myself like this for not enough money? And I took advantage of the unemployment, as I think a number of us did. That gave me time to just sit down and realize what I should have been doing with my life all along. Derek Chafin, my producer, said, okay, send me every song you've ever written. And he picked the six songs that are on the album, plus the cover. We laid down some scratch tracks. I guess that was in July of 2020. Oof, I don't know. By the time we took our time with it, we laid down the vocals probably in February and March of 2021. And then he, you know, brought in the synth guy and the percussionist. We all did this, you know, following COVID rules, not all in the room at the same time. I feel like, you know, my heart goes out to the people who lost people, the people who got sick, the people who went through a hard time. But for me personally, it was a time of great introspection and reconnecting with my first love, which is music, you know.
So you were born in Michigan, raised in New York and Pennsylvania. Now you're in Philadelphia. Talk to me a little bit about the journey of you, like, getting into music and then finally coming back to it.
Well, my dad was a frustrated musician. He wasn't even a musician. He wanted to be a musician. I remember my dad trying to play the guitar. He was terrible. But he always encouraged us. My mother, she was a decent piano player and a singer, but she didn't do it professionally. She just did it like, you know, the college choir or you know, that kind of thing. But there was a piano in the house, and she encouraged us all to play the piano. One older brother played guitar, the other older brother played bass, and they had a garage band for a while. My older sister was studying to be a concert pianist. So we had a nice grand piano in the house, and nobody was paying attention to me because I was a little too far down the line. So I was kind of left up to my own devices, and, you know, I discovered that I had an ear, you know. I discovered that I could hear a song on the radio, or I could hear a song that they were playing on their records, or sneak into one of their rooms and listen to their records when they were out because that was a good way to get killed if I'd gotten caught. And then, you know, figure it out on the piano. It's, you know, we moved around, I think, because my dad was in the early stages of the computer industry. And back then, I guess, you know, going from RCA to Unisys to, you know, to this one or that one was a way to climb the corporate ladder. But that accounted for why we were not in one place the whole time, but we ended up in Philly, which is a great music town to end up in. That's kind of how I developed, you know, going from figuring out songs that I heard, trying to take it seriously. My reading, I have to say, I'm not a great sight reader. It's too easy to play it by ear, too easy to learn things by ear. I think my mother got me into some voice lessons when I was about 12 years old, and she realized that I could sing. But they were classical voice lessons, and I had those for a couple of years, and then she couldn't afford to send me to that school anymore. So then, once again, I was on my own, and I had to, you know, figure it out from there. Yeah, that's what more of the journey do you need to know?
No, I'm curious, what was the first live jazz show you saw that blew you away?
The first live jazz show I saw that blew me away, and I have to say it was Nina Simone and Gil Scott-Heron on the same bill. I was mesmerized. I was absolutely mesmerized. Nina Simone especially. She was just wow, you know. And, you know, Gil Scott-Heron, of course, he's no less wow. But, yeah, Nina Simone and Gil Scott-Heron on the same bill. And I guess it was probably a little before I turned 18. It was kind of late in life. My mother, she wasn't one for taking us to concerts. She was a pretty conservative kind of a person. And you know, if she went to a concert, it would be a classical concert. She took us to see Van Cliburn. She took us to see, you know, Martha Graham, you know, all dance and classical music. So I had to pay for myself if I wanted to go see somebody that wasn't classical.
So, you know, people would know you as a model and an actress. Talk to me a little bit about that career. Talk to me how that began and that part of your life.
To start out, both my parents were tall and skinny. When I was about 14, I didn't look 14. I was about 5'8" at that point, still growing. And my mother put me in modeling school. She put me and my older sister in modeling school at the same time. And that was always something. I didn't really take it seriously at first. It was just like, oh, look at this. They took some pictures of me in a dress. You know, isn't that fun? Once I got out into the world, because once I turned 18, my mother was dead set against me majoring in music in college. She did not want me to major in music. And I thought that was weird because, well, it wasn't weird because she was such a fanatic for classical music that my sister studying to be a concert pianist, which she didn't actually become. She got married and ended up doing something else. She really didn't want me to study music at all in college. And so when I reached a certain age and she had me in school for secretarial sciences and I was bored to tears, I realized that, okay, I've got this thing I can fall back on. I knew some photographers from, you know, back when I was 14 years old and she had sent me to modeling school, and I had them put together a portfolio for me and, you know, learned how to do makeup and all of that. And I realized that I could make a lot more money modeling and have a flexible schedule than if I, you know, wanted to be a legal secretary. That's how I ended up modeling. I'm right 5'9½", at the time, not now, but at the time, I was probably about a junior size 5, and that, you know, was like perfect model dimensions, and it was fun. It was fun for a while. I mean, it gets old. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. Then I transitioned into acting as I got a little older. Commercial acting, once again, fun. Industrial films and, you know, doing things for corporate training videos and things like that. I was never on any kind of national commercial. I can't mention the name because I have signed an NDA, but there is a TV shopping channel that I was on for quite a while as a regular, and that was the job that kept me up all hours of the day and night. It kept me burned out, but, you know, the money was so good once again. But, you know, I was selling out. I was selling myself out, and I wasn't really doing what I loved. I was doing it because it made me some money. And, you know, that's kind of hollow. You got to go with where your love is. You got to go with where your heart is, even if it means less money, you know?
What do you like the best about this new journey of being a professional musician?
I've always loved performing. You know, when I used to play in the clubs, in the lounges, there's and musicians know this, there's an energy that you develop and spread around you that you can only do while you're performing. And when you get comfortable with performing, there is no other way that you can extend that energy. I stopped performing for the length of time that I was working with this TV shopping channel, and I missed that. I mean, it was performing in a way, but it was very limited performing. You know, I wasn't talking, I wasn't singing, I wasn't relating to the crowd. I was just kind of standing around in clothes. It really, didn't fit the bill. But I'm excited, so ridiculously excited to get back on the stage and get back in front of people, sharing that energy with the audience. There's an energy, like I said, it was just, you don't get it any other way. And when you stop playing, you get kind of frustrated and you get kind of moody because there's no place for that energy to go, and you just got so used to being able to just share that energy with a live audience. That's the thing. And also, when we're in front of a live audience, I don't play the piano. I'm playing the piano on the album, mainly for cost-effective reasons. Scott McGinley, the synth player, will be playing piano and synth when we, really start to get into the swing of doing, a lot of regular gigs. That's what I love about performing. It's that exchange of energy. You just don't get it. You don't get it any other way. And it's addictive, to say the least.
So talk to me a little bit about what you're looking forward to now. What's next for you? I know the world's kind of opening up. You got new material out. But what are you anticipating, and what are you hopeful for as we move forward?
A number of things. I'm not expecting to be, the next pop star or what have you. I am a woman of, I'm not terribly young. I'm not old, but I'm not young anymore. And, usually those kind of things are, they roll rave over the, 16-year-old prodigies. So I'm kind of getting back into the game a little late with a different style than I was playing before. I would be happy to have my own career, do festivals, do whatever. But then also, I'm a writer, so I would be overjoyed if somebody wanted to do some of my songs. I feel like we're looking at licensing and shopping them around for commercials and television, that kind of thing. So I'm looking at that. Actually, earlier this morning, I was looking at like Sibelius or Notation apps that I can put on a computer to do to write scores and things like that to get my music written out sheet music written out correctly. I can write a chord chart. There might be a few mistakes in it, so that's why I figured I better get some software if I'm going to take this seriously. But yeah, that's the direction I'm looking at. Like I said, I love being in front of the audience. I love being able to sing my own songs. But I also would love to hear somebody else do my song and see what they bring to it. Yeah, that would be where I'd like to go with that. And I also toyed around with writing a musical. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but yeah, I've toyed around with just putting together a musical and seeing where I could go with that, musical theater kind of thing.
So everyone has a perception of you, an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, colleagues, but ultimately you live your life. You have a perception of who you are. Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am? Oh, my God. Okay, now I'm in therapy. wait a minute.
Yep. Exactly.
Let me think about this. I think I am a very sensitive and observant spiritual being who was put on this earth with a mission. I didn't do myself any favors by veering away from that mission to make more money. On the one hand, I was able to buy myself some nice equipment, but I wasn't really able to do much else with it. But I think that's what I am. I think I am a very spiritual being. I chant. I do the Buddhist chanting. I was raised Christian, so I still, have the Christianity in there. Buddhism is kind of like one of those religions where you can kind of, you know, insert it in wherever you need to. If you were born Jewish, or if you were born Christian, or if you were born Hindu or whatever, you can kind of insert it in there, because you're not worshiping a deity in Buddhism. You are seeking your own truth, and that is the awesome thing about that. So yeah, so that's who I think I am. And you know, underneath it all, you know, I'm just a 14-year-old kid who, you know, who wants to make some friends, you know.
I like it. So if anyone wants to pick up the new record or learn about you, live shows, anything in your world, where can they go? How can they do it?
Well, I am on SoundCloud. I'm on Bandcamp. And I have my own website, siouxrobbins.com, S-I-O-U-X, spelled like the Indians, robbins.com, with two B's, Robbins. I'm also on Spotify, and I'm on Tidal, and somebody. I'm on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, all of those. But yeah, if you really want to put the money in my pocket, go to Bandcamp, SoundCloud, or SueRobbins.com. And, you know, I'm not charging too much more than, say, Apple Music would charge, but I get to keep all the proceeds rather than get paid 0.9 cents.
Okay, you know? Good deal. Well, Sue, thank you for reaching out. I appreciate your time.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Philadelphia, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Sue for her time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com or visit JoeDomino.com. And there, you can kick in via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.